There is a medieval legend that has been told and retold for many years about a boy who was an orphan. He did not know his mother nor his father. He dressed in rags and begged for bread and slept in doorways. But he was happy because he could do something wonderful. He could juggle. Every day he would go to the town square where there was an outdoor market, and he would go near the fruit and vegetable stand, and he would juggle. Crowds would gather and would watch the small boy juggle, and he would be given a bowl of hot soup to eat. One day there came to town a group of traveling players, actors. They wore costumes and would perform plays for the people. He asked the leader of the troupe if he could join, but when the leader of the troupe told the boy to go begging elsewhere, the boy told him that he had this wonderful talent, that he could juggle. The leader agreed to let the boy travel with them, and so he traveled all through the countryside, juggling for the crowds that they would attract. He would roll out his carpet, and he would juggle sticks, then plates, then balance the plates on the sticks and twirl them. Then he would juggle clubs, rings, and then burning torches. Finally, to end his act, he would juggle colored balls. First a red ball, then an orange one, then a green, a blue, and a violet one. Toward the end of his act, he would cry out, "And now for the sun in the heavens." And he would grab a shining golden ball and toss them higher and higher, faster and faster, as the crowds cheered. The boy became very famous and decided to set out now on his own. He juggled for the crowds wherever he went, always ending his act with the shining golden ball for the sun of the heavens. Until he grew old and times became tough. All his money was gone. His clothes again became rags. And he went back to begging for his food and sleeping in doorways. On a cold winter night, when the wind blew hard and an icy rain was falling, he came to a monastery church. He went inside and he fell asleep. When he awoke, he heard beautiful music and saw the church lit by candlelight. He saw a long line of people bringing gifts and placing them in front of a statue of the Madonna and Child. He asked a lady standing near what this was all about, and the lady replied, "Why, old man, it's the birthday of the Holy Child." It was midnight mass. After the mass, the old man waited until the church was empty. The church was dark, except for the candles lit around the statue of the lady and child. He went a little closer, took a closer look at the statue. Notice that the child in the lady's arms, his face seems so serious and so stern. The old man said, "O lady, I wish I had something to offer too. Your child seems so sad, even with all these beautiful gifts. But wait, I used to make people smile," he remembered. The old man then opened his bag, put on his clown face, and began to juggle. The sticks, the plates, then the plates on the sticks, the clubs, and the rings. He smiled at the child and began to juggle the colored balls, and picking up the shining golden ball, he cried, "And finally, for the sun in the heavens." The man had never juggled so well in all of his life. He juggled faster and faster and cried out, "For you, sweet child, for you." And suddenly his old heart stopped, and he fell to the ground. When the monks came to find him with amazement, they stared at the statue of Our Lady and her Holy Child. The child was smiling, and in his hand he held the golden ball. Brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, tonight we celebrate Christmas, the Nativity of the Lord. Today a Savior has been born for us, who is Christ and Lord. And with the angels we sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Like the juggler in this beautiful legend, we all have gifts to bring the Christ child tonight. Even to those around him, his juggling, it would not have seemed like much, but he gave Jesus everything he had. He gave Jesus everything he was. And this total gift of himself brought great joy to Jesus. Even by his juggling, he was glorifying God. This Christmas, what gifts do you have to present to the Christ child on his birthday? Sometimes we are able to give him great things that glorify him, while some will be able to give him something small. But what we should all do is we should all give him our best. Like the juggler, we should give him everything we have. We should give him everything that we are. And most of all, we should give him our worship and our adoration. We should give him our love. This is the one thing that Jesus desires for us in our lives. This is the one thing that is most pleasing to him. And that is why God, who is love, became a baby so that we could fall down and love him and worship him. No one, whether shepherd nor wise man, can approach God here below except by kneeling before the manger at Bethlehem and adoring him hidden in the weakness of a newborn child. Lord Jesus, as we kneel before your manger, and as we kneel before you hidden in the Holy Eucharist in adoration tonight, let our first Christmas word be, thank you. Thank you, gift of the Father, for coming to save me from my sins. May I love you always and at every moment, with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. May you come and live your life in me. May it be so. Amen.